to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you very, very much for tuning in and listening to us. If you missed our first hour, I really encourage you to get it. You can get it, kind of at the website. So our website, we had a problem on Friday. It just, everything crashed. And we spent the entire weekend, I spent nearly 8 hours on the phone with GoDaddy on Saturday to finally have them come to the conclusion that their own admin could not undo the mess that they created on my website. It was that bad. It was that bad. And so ultimately, we had to take everything down, wipe everything clean, and my webmaster's having to rebuild. He has the files and he's working on it, but he came down with COVID. And so he is ill. And so we have a temporary thing up at chosengenerationradio.com that gives you the link that you can follow to our podcasts. But please be praying for us. And I got to tell you, it's killing me financially right now, killing us. So if you can make a donation to paypal.me/PastorGreg, paypal.me/PastorGreg, anything and everything helps. We have people in India who are dependent on what we provide them from this ministry, for the orphanage, for the sewing school for widows, for the Bible school and the Bible students that we take care of and teach, for the outreaches. We have communities that we provide food for, and they are dependent on us showing up on occasion to be able to help them with their food needs, their basic staples. And I haven't been able to do the food needs now since September. So think about that. September, October, November, December, January, February, March. That's almost 7 months. And we were doing stuff every weekend. We just can't afford it right now. We don't have the funding coming in. So I really, truly need your help. And if you can do that, that would be glorious. I know we have some sponsorship stuff up there. MyPillow has been telling me for months now, if you're calling MyPillow and you're buying MyPillow products, and you're using Pastor Greg, they're not seeing a registration of it. And so we're advertising MyPillow right now on the program for free because we're not getting anything, nothing, zip, zilch, zero. Same thing with AMAC. We don't get anything from them right now. They're telling us they're not getting any signups. I don't know. Only you know, as my listeners, whether or not you are buying product, whether or not you're supporting us by doing that. You're the only ones that know, but they're telling me that they're getting nothing, and there isn't anything I can do to change that. So if you are, and if you have, and if you've bought stuff, please reach out to me and let me know. Pastor Greg at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and we'll give them your name and they will give us credit. There's no problem with that, but they just don't have any alignment that they're getting any response using my code. All right, I'm going to get off of that. I just need you to know where we're at, though. But Shistokas.com is the website you can go to for my next guest. Shistokas.com. And I want to welcome David Shistokas to the program. David, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you so much, Greg. It's great to be here. And thank you for mentioning the website. But for folks that have a little difficulty with that, and it's not unusual that that should happen. It's shestokas.com. We will be having a new website up shortly related to something else. It'll be in the next couple of days, and that's going to be Dave 4 with the letter 4 or the numeral 4, Illinois. And it's related to, of course, my my most recent adventure in terms of seeking to become the next Attorney General of the state of Illinois.
And we applaud that. And I just want to personally say that I strongly endorse David Shestokas for the next Attorney General of the great state of Illinois. And I have familial ties to Illinois. My family on my dad's side settled the town of Moline, Illinois. They were the original settlers of the town of Moline, Illinois. And I've got cousins there that I've never ever met, distant cousins that I've never met. But my dad, Byron Young, and the Young family, Paul G. Young, they came from Moline, Illinois. All right. I want to talk about
before you shift gears. I know you're you're about to shift gears, but now that you brought that up, this Saturday, Rock Island County Lincoln Dinner in Moline is going on, and I will be having dinner in Moline, Illinois, this Saturday evening. I'm among the guests at the Lincoln Day Dinner for the Rock Island County Republicans. And so I'm going to be in your hometown, so maybe I'll meet some of your long-lost cousins, Greg.
Hey, maybe so. Maybe so. No doubt. Well, if you bring up the name Paul G. Young, maybe somebody there will know that name. I don't know. It's possible. It's very possible.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right. Well, I want to shift gears and talk about the Supreme Court. We talk about that a lot in this segment with David. He is a constitutional attorney expert. Here's a couple of cases, folks, you should be concerned about. This is FF.F.F, versus New York. Whether New York's repeal of the religious exemption to its school vaccination requirement violates the First Amendment's free exercise clause because either it allows for secular exemptions and thus is not generally applicable, or its enactment was motivated by religious bias and thus it is not neutral, and two, whether it is both under and over inclusive and thus not narrowly tailored to achieve a compelling government interest. Folks, the First Amendment, your First Amendment right of religious liberty is at stake in a very broad sense with this kind of a case. Here's another one. And this is Ramirez versus Collier. Whether consistent with free exercise clause and religious land use and institutionalized persons act, Texas' decision to allow Ramirez pastor to enter the execution chamber, but forbidding the pastor from laying his hands on his parishioners as he dies, substantially burden the exercise of his religion so as to require Texas to justify the deprivation as the least restrictive means of advancing a compelling governmental interest. You look at these sometimes, David, and there's one other one in here too that I noticed that I thought was like, wow. And that is, there is a Chevron doctrine case that is on the docket. And the Chevron doctrine is the thing that absolutely allows for government overreach by eliminating oversight of these bureaucratic administrative agencies. And it's the administrative state that in many instances is unregulated, uncontrolled, and entering into our private spaces.
Yeah, there's a tremendous amount to unpack there, Greg, but let's start with the religious questions that come out of New York and Texas. Regarding the New York matter, it is obviously problematic when they go to take away a religious exemption for medical procedures and still leave a secular exemption, as it says. So when they do that, generally speaking, at least the law as it historically rests is when there's a law of general applicability that applies to the world at large, and then it seems to impinge on certain small areas, small religious practices. Typically, the government is allowed to do so if they can show a compelling interest. There's among the leading cases in that kind of matter is where there are drug laws and different religions claim the use of certain kinds of drugs are important to their practices, important to their rituals. In many of those instances, they say, this is a general law of general applicability. In the situation where you're talking about the New York repeal of the exercise of your conscience in terms of medical procedures, that impugns several situations, and it obviously is directly at religious liberty because they provide other exemptions and take away this exemption. And so that is not a law of general applicability, and it's extraordinarily dangerous that they can single out taking away a religious exemption while leaving other kinds of exemptions in place. And so it's very encouraging that the court would decide to take such a case, because, that has such impact. As we were talking before, you don't think too much day in and day out of the Supreme Court. But when they make a rule like this, that implies when they address a question like this, mm-hmm. that implies something that involves everybody, every day of every moment of their life. And so it is important to watch these things and what's going on. And that tells you why it's so important who sits on the Supreme Court. And I know we have plans to talk about the current court hearings going forward. But this is important, and it's important for people to have a basic understanding of how the court looks at these things. And so, this is really a critical case, because if New York can limit your rights of conscience in this particular small area, or what appears to be a small area, that gives them carte blanche to regulate your right of conscience in other areas of your life. So the implications are just incredibly huge, and it's an incredibly important case. The Texas matter is I suspect a bit different, and will be addressed in a different fashion with certain kinds of considerations, depending upon the argument that the state makes in terms of the safety and the security and other kinds of matters related to the conduct of an execution.
Right.
Whether this is kind of a different situation, I'm certainly not in a position to argue whether or not the minister's involvement with his congregant prior to the administration of the drugs is equivalent to him doing so at the moment of death. That has something to do, obviously, with that particular belief. Whether it interferes, this is kind of as much a scientific as a religious question, whether or not it actually interferes with the safety, efficacy. It's funny to say, safety in terms of when you're trying to kill somebody, but there's obviously huge security questions that arise during the course of the conduct of an execution.
Hi, I'm Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, heard on the Truth Broadcasting Network and seen on TECNTV.com Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern, where I discuss today's most important issues through a biblical constitutional lens. TECNTV.com appreciates our partnership with NTD, and we'd love for you to give our great programming a view. That's TECNTV.com, Chosen Generation Radio with Pastor Greg. God bless you and God bless America.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well.
Sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. And, you know, children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in a child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg for Cocolassus. Cocolassus, right here, folks. This stuff is absolutely delicious. Dark cocoa and black molasses, and talk about healthy. Wow, vitamins, minerals, nutrients. This stuff is absolutely dynamite, and it tastes great. Just take a cup of hot water and take some Cocolassus, measure.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Apologies, folks. I did it again. I was so busy visiting with David that I bypassed the intro. Anyway, here I am. I am here. David Justokas is my guest. This Supreme Court issue is really critical. I want to in this segment talk about two things, David. One, the administrative state, and then two, I'd like your analysis on Ketanji Brown Jackson and what your thoughts are relative to her
potentially as a Supreme Court justice? You can start with whichever one you want.
Well, let's start with the Chevron issue that you has mentioned, that the court is now entertaining this. And while we use the term Chevron, that term is fraught with huge legal meaning in the jurisprudence of the Supreme Court. And basically, in principle, the Chevron doctrine is creates something called Chevron deference, where administrative agencies, certainly get to make regulations. They've been given authority by Congress to make regulations that have the full force and effect of law, as if Congress had in fact passed them. The legitimacy and the constitutional aspects of that authority are certainly open to question to begin with. But to compound that problem of the agencies making the regulations, when it comes to interpreting the regulations or the law that Congress passed giving the agency authority, the courts have developed something called the Chevron Doctrine, which assumes that the members of the agencies, the people that run the agencies, have special expertise when it comes to the areas that they're in charge of, whether it's the FDA and drugs, or whether it's the FTC and business, or whether it's the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, and it comes to guns. The members of the agency, the people that run the agency, are considered to have special expertise in that area. And so the courts have determined that they are going to defer to interpretations of law made by those agencies on the issues that the agencies regulate, which creates something that's completely unconstitutional, where the agencies get to make law, they get to interpret the law, and then they get to decide the law. And
crazy.
This is, of course, clearly against the constitutional structure of separating the powers between the executive, the legislative, and the judicial. They put them all together there. And there are now votes on the court to do away with that and have the courts do oversight on these kinds of agencies, so that the courts resume the authority that they were originally given in the Constitution, that is, to interpret the law.
Right.
And not defer to the agency's interpretation of the law, but do it what they call de novo. And the courts then interpret the law essentially as if the agency didn't have any interpretation, which is what they should do to begin with.
Right.
That's the court's job. That's why we have them, courts. We don't have unelected, unappointed, people that run these agencies, many of whom are career civil servants, as opposed to Article III judges that have gone through the Senate appointment confirmation process, which, of course, is a constitutional issue, which is should be a protection to see to it that the courts reflect the law as understood by the people.
Right.
And, of course, that is kind of a transition to the current Supreme Court nominee and that Supreme Court process, because the whole Chevron situation kind of bypasses the importance of the process of the Supreme Court and the other lower federal courts, whether it's the district courts or the appellate courts.
You got about a minute left to talk about Ketanji Brown Jackson.
And you know what? We're going to talk about her next week. Can't do this in a minute. I can barely take a breath in a minute. In terms of Ketanji Brown Jackson, I heard an interesting summary of one issue today, and that was she was simply asked if she could define what a woman was, and she couldn't. And this was this is problematic when there's something so basic, such a basic principle to the principle of society and life organizing around the circumstances of who's a man and who's a woman, and when she can't make that decision, it's very, very problematic to rely on for just about any other decision.
Well, and it seems as though, that decision also is something that the NCAA can't make. I mean, there's a lot of organizations right now that don't seem to be able to tell the difference between a man and a woman. And I was glad to see that, that at least the audience or the crowd at the 500-meter National Women's Championship was able to differentiate the difference. identifying that the man that won that event didn't get any applause, but the woman did. David Shestokas has been our guest. Shestokas, S-H-E-S-T-O-K-A-S, Shestokas.com. We'll be back with more right after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is, Pastor Jackie has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for joining us today. I greatly appreciate it. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm currently not able to reach Mr. Manning, so hopefully he is well. I know that he had been telling me that he was battling an illness issue off and on over the course of the last 4 or 5 days. So hopefully he is doing okay, and we will keep him in our prayers. But joining me right now is national security expert and former CIA officer, Claire Lopez. Claire, welcome to the program. Good to have you with me.
Thank you again. Very glad to be with you.
Well, there's a lot for us to discuss with regards to what's going on. Everybody keeps talking about, you know, World War III, and anybody that would suggest that we help the Ukrainians with regards to creating protection, a no-fly type zone, you know, anybody that suggests anything like that, now we're called neocons, and we're all part of the globalist elite program that's trying to overthrow the world. Or we're Nazis, one of the two, I guess, take your pick. Claire, wasn't that a nice way to introduce all that, right?
Yeah.
But you know, stepping back and looking at the axis that looks to me like it's been created between Russia, China, and Iran in particular, what do you see when you look at the Russia-Ukraine conflict, Putin's intentions, and the Putin, Xi, and Rossi triad?
Well, lot there to talk about, indeed. Yes, ma'am. I wrote an op-ed piece just a few days ago, end of last week, came out on March 18th, published at American Greatness, and it's called "It's Not NATO Putin Fears, It's Western-Style Nationalism." So if anybody is trying to overthrow the existing Westphalian-based nation-state system of sovereign territory, it is the rogue axis that you just mentioned. Russia, China, and Iran is part of that, too. We've been operating for many centuries now on essentially a Westphalian concept of the nation state as independent within sovereign borders and independent of outside pressure or coercion to formulate national policy, foreign policy, and so forth. But Vladimir Putin, and certainly also Xi Jinping of China, and the Islamic movement writ large, not just Iran, but Islam overall, seek to throw back the world to a time of empire when powerful forces, emperors, perhaps tsars, rampaged across the world, grabbing whatever and people, nation, country, resources they wanted and were able to grab.
Right.
That's what those are a throwback to, trying to overthrow the current nation state based system that the United States, since the end of the Cold War, really has led, but at a period of weakness right now, when the occupant of the White House is not really all there, and those around him seem
they're bent
on anti-American as anybody we've ever had in power in this country, seeking to destroy America and this constitutional republic and everything, the principles it's based on. This was the opportunity for that axis of rogues, Putin and Xi, and the Ayatollahs, to grab what they can.
So several things to just kind of get your thoughts. It's going to be kind of a rapid fire thing. And your background and experience, I think, is excellent to give us this some thoughts on this. Can you believe in Ukrainian corruption and still identify Vladimir Putin and Russia as a threat?
Can we still understand that there is corruption in America and not want our country to be invaded, our cities pulverized, and our people slaughtered?
Apparently, in some circles, not so much. I'm right there.
There's corruption in every place.
Right. Well,
and certainly corruption in our own country.
We,
that does not overthrow the concept of nation state territorial integrity and sovereignty.
We have a deep state issue right here in our own United States, but that doesn't mean that we allow open borders at the southern and northern borders, by the way, Canadian, there's a huge problem in, at the Canadian border that no one talks about, but there's an equal issue at the Canadian border. There's just more of a spotlight on the southern border because the methodologies are a little bit different. But we have invasions at our own borders. And as you suggest, you know, we also have a serious deep state corruption problem. So should we abandon the defense of our borders and allow this invasion and not push back and talk about it as a sovereign nation while we have our own corruption? That's an outstanding point. All right.
Well, I mean, as you know, as we have people at the top levels of power in America today, mm-hmm. who don't believe in borders, who do not believe in the nation state
yeah.
sovereignty concept, who want open borders, who want our country to be dissolved into some globalist, whole, irrespective of nation state or people. That's what we're faced with here.
100%.
In a way, yes. it is parallel to the rogues, the Russians who want to recreate a Russian empire, Chinese who want to establish it,
their Belt and Road Initiative
under heaven, and
their Belt and Road Initiative,
and Islam, which wants to conquer the entire world, of course.
Right.
So that is what we have at the top leadership level in our country right now. Those who agree with those border dissolving, nation state wrecking concepts.
So now the next question that I bring in is the issue of disinformation, because I think that is a huge problem that we are dealing with as we are looking at this situation. I read a piece just last night that was written and involves a couple of individuals who have, I think they're good patriotic Americans. General Valley is one of those individuals that is referenced in the article. But if you, as I read through the article, there are pieces of it that draw on good sound fact and logic, and then there are other pieces that are extrapolated and brought into it that are not founded on what I would consider to be truth and accuracy. And that is how disinformation is propagated, is it's a mix of truth and lies.
Yeah, absolutely so. And the Russians are past masters at this. The Chinese are too.
Yeah.
And we of the Western persuasion, not so much. We're constrained by our own morality and ethics of what is right, what is wrong, what is truth, what is false. We're constrained by that. That handicaps us in this arena. So all the more reason why people really have to take it upon themselves, their own responsibility, do their own research, their own reading widely, not concentrated in just one or two sources.
And be so careful, ladies and gentlemen. I just ordered it. I finally found it. But there's a DVD and there's a book. It's written in concert with General Pacheco, who was the highest ranking communist intelligence officer that's ever defected. And his book,
Romanian,
yes. And his book, mm-hmm. Red Horizon, is something that Ronald Reagan spoke of as being, a guidepost, right, for the deconstruction of Gorbachev's Russia and communist and the USSR. But there's another follow-up book to that that's called Disinformation, because he was watching and seeing how the West was being so severely manipulated and wanted the West to begin to comprehend. And I was a Russian linguist during the Cold War. All mm-hmm. of my teachers were Russian defectors, and we sat through hours and hours and hours of lectures about the tactics and the history of disinformation in the communist and this guy that did this was a doctor who apparently at one time had been one of the highest ranking individuals in communist Russia who had defected. And, you know, it was very eye-opening for a 20-year-old to sit there and receive all of this information. But I've got to tell you, Claire, it has served me well in understanding what we're facing, even what we're facing today. We're not done. Claire Lopez is my guest. We got to take a break. I'm talking you into the break. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. I'm again with Claire Lopez, our expert, right after this.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really, this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My special guest is Claire Lopez. Very quickly, tomorrow on the program, we open up. Dr. Judy Mikovits will be with us tomorrow. Love having Dr. Judy on to break down. I'm sure she's going to have a lot to share with us about two things that have come out in the news. Number one, the drop of the FDA documents that just took place based on the FOIA. And the second piece is the admitting by the CDC that they changed the death rate numbers by 24%. And that's significant, folks. So we'll talk to Dr. Judy about all of that. Tracy Fenton is with us tomorrow. We'll talk about how you can have a positive outlook. We'll take a little change of pace. And then Jeff Brain, president of and CEO of Clout Hub, will be with us tomorrow. So all you Clout Hubbers out there, be sure and tune in. Jeff Brain will be with us talking about free speech and talking about these social platforms and how you can make a change and make a choice today. So we'll have all that coming up for you tomorrow on the program. All right, Claire, we're talking about the impact of disinformation. We were talking about as we went into the break how Americans are ill prepared to recognize, and I've tried for 11 years now, one of the things that I've tried to do on this program is to get folks to take, again, a larger view in order to fully comprehend what the Democratic Party is doing to our country, what the communists are doing to our country, what the global elitists are doing to our country, and what each of those entities are doing to the world as a whole, and China and Russia and Islam and all of that. In order to fully comprehend this, you have to step back and recognize the difference between good and evil. And you have to acknowledge the very presence and the agenda of evil. You can't, there's no way, because as you said, we can't comprehend that kind of wickedness. It's outside of the Western world's ability to grasp. Yeah.
Worldview.
Yeah. We don't see anybody being that evil.
Yeah, it's a byproduct of our own civilization, you know, and if our civilization were all that there were, you know, we'd have a much better chance at doing things right. But we're not all there is, and it feels like an uphill struggle against these other cultural and civilizational forces that are coming against us, because they are so less constrained by the morality that binds us to responses that are inadequate.
That I like that. I mean that wow. In such a short and concise way sums up so much of what it is that we're addressing here.
Well, and I don't mean to be completely pessimistic either.
No.
I don't mean to suggest that we can't overcome this.
Yes.
I just want to point out what the constraints are that we must face and overcome.
Well, as a minister, right? When you're talking with someone, you try to get them, you know, repentance has to do with confession. You have to get to the place of recognizing the problem, the root of the issue, and then confessing that root, right? And your involvement with that root, however it might have gotten there, in order to get set free from it. And that's what you're saying. What you're saying is we've got a root problem. I would take it a step further and suggest that the efforts of the left, the efforts of the communists, they said in the 45 goals of communism that they needed to pervert our culture, pervert our society, and essentially do what Isaiah said, call everything evil good and everything good evil, and create that kind of confusion. And you mentioned in the break the education system. I was just talking about that with Reverend Clenard last hour, and the amount of pornography that has been forced into our school system. And the purpose of that is to destroy the innocence of our children, so that our children grow up with a very warped concept and idea of who they are and the world they live in.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that reference to the 45 goals of communism, which is it's chapter 13 of former FBI agent W. Cleon Skousen's book, The Naked Communist, published way back in 1958.
Yeah.
And if we look at just those 45 goals, by the way, you can find that as a standalone PDF. You don't even have to have the whole book. Standalone PDF of the 45 goals can be found online. You can put a check mark next to a whole bunch of them.
There's no question.
You know, accomplished.
Yep. You can run down that list. And some would suggest if you Curtis Bowers has a great film that you can find online for free, called Agenda, The Grinding Down of America. And then he did Agenda 2, where he actually shows you where it all comes from and lines out the different streams and thought processes that have accomplished what they've accomplished. His suggestion is that we better realize that they've already checkmated us, and we are in a battle right now. We are an occupied country. They have occupied. We are now in a position where we're on the outside looking in, And there was, I think, no greater recognition of that than watching what happened to President Trump the last 4 years. Here was a guy that went in there as a disruptor with the idea of making America once again a sovereign nation, putting America first in foreign policy in all the different areas that he did. And look at what they did to him. Look at what happened to those few people who actually aligned with him and were working on his goals. And everything I believe, I've had constitutional attorneys I talked to. I'm sorry, Claire, I'm doing too much of the talking. I want to kick this to you. But
no, but you're absolutely right, Pastor Greg. You're absolutely spot on.
Well, and I've had constitutional experts that have been on the program that said that President Trump was the most constitutional-minded president that we've had in probably 40 years since Reagan, maybe even more so than Reagan, by demanding that the legislative branch do its job, by demanding that the judicial branch do its job, and that the executive branch had limitations of power, and he tried to operate within the confines of those limitations.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, to end on a positive note, I will say that across this country, there is an awakening going on. And I don't mean woke. I mean awakening going on among ordinary folks.
Yes.
Citizen patriots at the local level. And that's where this is going. That's where the fight's going to be, at the local level. Focus on the local level. The ordinary moms and dads and families. That is where we're going to take the Republic back.
Oh, I get chills.
Yes, we will look to midterm elections. Yes, we'll look to 2024. Absolutely. But we'll get
start
going
today.
At the grassroots level.
Start today. Look, they poked the mama bears. Oh, man. I feel it right down in my gut, Claire. I feel it right down in my gut. They poked the mama bears. They've stirred
people. I mean, they came for the kids. Came for the kids, and people finally realized, in a way, silver lining of that lockdown period when everybody was stuck at home, and the parents, moms and dads, saw what was being taught, you know, on the laptop, on the kitchen table there.
Yeah.
That's what really awakened people to what was going on.
There's something I wrote last night, and I've been asked to publish it, and I think VCA is going to publish it, so I'm going to do that. But I wrote about this last night because protecting and defending our children, that's where this battle is right now. And we must, if we want to have a generation come up behind us that has the right kind of values, American values, the love for the country and the love for God and the faith that built this country. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got to protect the kids. Claire, God bless you. Thanks for being with me today. I've so enjoyed this segment. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Folks, remember, at the end of the day, it's up to us. At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest. All right, there we go. Okay, so folks, I want to share with you something that I wrote last night, and this is what's going to be published. Here's an issue, and I've been raising this issue. I've raised it quite a bit this week, and it specifically addresses the issue of Christianity and morality, and where does that come from? Let me just read this to you. This is a quote that I found, and indeed they are. There are more important things to worry about in this world than giving eight-year-olds access to pornography in the school library. Far more important, wouldn't you say? My response, no. With all due respect, I would not. Sadly, eight-year-olds in public school have seen more porn at that age than many of their grandparents. Desensitizing the children through porn and grooming them for sexual predators, PC, minor attracted persons. So they grow up with no concept of right or wrong. Murder as the answer to unwanted babies. Murder as an answer to old people. Euthanasia. And murder as an answer to settle an argument over whatever they've been told is emotionally important and expedient to them. This is the problem with today's conservatism. It has no morals. Is God's priority Russia and China? Matthew 18, starting at verse 1. At the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus called a little child unto him, and set him in the midst of them, and said, verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive such one, such little child in my name receives me. But whoso shall offend one of these little ones shall believe, which believe in me. It were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea. Let me read that again for you. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive one such little child in my name receiveth me. This is Jesus speaking. And whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone be hanged about his neck and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea. 1 Timothy 3:1, this is a true saying. If a man desire the office of a bishop, he desireth a good work. A bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, of good behavior, given to hospitality, apt to teach, not given to wine, no striker, not greedy of filthy lucre, but patient, not a brawler, but covetous, not covetous. One that ruleth well his own house, having his children in subjection with all gravity. For if a man know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of God? Not a novice, lest being lifted up with pride he fall into the condemnation of the devil. Moreover, he must have a good report of them which are without, lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil. For America to lead the world, her house needs to be in order. What made America great was the Christian heritage and America's moral compass. Both Russia and China, as well as Islam, know that our immorality is what will destroy us from within. That's why eliminating God by entering the seminaries in the 60s was a top priority of the subversives that stayed behind during the Vietnam War. Removing prayer, the Bible, and the Pledge of Allegiance are key components of the 45 goals of the Communist Party. Infiltrating the schools, perverting the minds of our children, and traumatizing them so we have no next generation to lead. We are well down that road. Kinsey's influence in our education system is generations old. Hugh Hefner's life was held up as some great example of his contribution to our culture. That should tell you the condition of the soul of America. Are there more important things than to protect and defend the most vulnerable in our own nation so that there is a future generation? The liberal schools know the answer to that, and they know that a morally bankrupt conservative movement that has signed on to the mantra, "those are social issues," is no threat to their agenda. If our rights come from God and not man, then shouldn't we be paying attention to the things he says are important in order to preserve those rights? And Jesus spoke a parable unto them. Can the blind lead the blind? Shall they not both fall into the ditch? The disciple is not above his master, but everyone that is perfect shall be as his master. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but perceivest not the beam that is in thine own eye. Either how canst thou say to thy brother, brother, let me pull out the mote that is in thine eye, when thou thyself beholdest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, cast out first the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to pull out the mote that is in thy brother's eye. God bless you. May you think on these things. I'll talk to you tomorrow.